Andrea.
What?
You asked me if I wanted to be funny. And the question is, do you want to be funny? Because you're bleeding.
I think what I'm hearing is, at the way I get to grab this microphone today. I think what I'm hearing is you reflecting back to me. I'm hearing you want to be funny, but I don't really believe you because you're bleeding. You feel very serious today. I keep telling myself to lighten up. Lighten up.
You don't have to be anything other than what you are. But
okay, Mom.
But if you do want to be serious, you are going to have to lighten.
How's that stretching? Getting those hammies stretched over there?
Oh, good. It's so good. These office chairs, they're just, you know, they really do a number.
Yeah, they do.
I gotta every hour in this office chair, I gotta do like 3 minutes on the yoga mat.
Uh-huh.
Or else I just start to feel my age today.
You get the downward dog in there?
Yeah, I get the downward dog, throw up a leg on my jog.
Yeah.
I had a few weeks off, you know, got busy and I got that time shortage thing that I deal with. And I was like, I don't have time for a jog. And I was like, fuck that shit. I got to get out there. And so I'm jogging today, really, really feeling that I had a couple weeks off. And then I said out loud, do you ever say things out loud when you're working out, when you're like power walking, jogging, deadlifts,
what do you think? Ball?
What do you think? Say shit out loud.
Of course I do.
What do you say?
Of course I do.
Today I said, age is in my mind. Because I have this story, like we all do, about what our age means.
Oh, I know.
And it was making me feel sorry for myself that I was like, struggling with this run. And I was like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Age is in my mind.
Mm.
What do you say?
Because the story was, I'm 40 now, so this is not gonna, this kind of sucks.
Yeah, this is hard. Mm-hmm. I'm slow. I'm out of shape. It's harder to get back in shape.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of breath. Got a lot of mucus in my mouth. You know, I hope I don't cramp up. I've only probably ran 3/4 of a mile. What are you saying when you're chucking that weight, that ball around? What's that ball called?
Well, of the medicine ball.
You still doing that?
There's a lot of grunting. There's a lot of yelling yes.
Okay. Okay.
But on the power walks, it might be a song. It might be, I really, when I go up those hills.
What do you do?
I like to tell myself that I'm really crushing it.
You say it out loud. You're crushing it.
I'm crushing,
you're crushing
this.
It.
Yeah.
I'm crushing this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Maybe this is a segue.
I think it's less about, it's not like statements I release. I mean, I'll really drop into the dance zone on a walk. I don't care if anyone sees me, you guys. I'm in the zone. The right song came on. Now it's time to dance.
Publicly.
Yeah.
You're liberated. You're liberated.
I feel very liberated and embodied in those moments.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so beautiful. That's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
I told you I had that moment right in front of the Monona pool recently with that Will Smith song, Men in Black or whatever. Haven't heard that. No, all the cheesy ass songs, I was like,
Men
we're getting down.
Black.
We are getting down to this. Let's go.
My son quoted Will Smith the other day, and I was like, yes.
Because Will Smith is quotable. He does
it so quotable. But when your 14-year-old kid is quoting a
What was the quote?
It was just like, do today so you don't suck tomorrow. It was like something like that. It was like, do it now so you master tomorrow. Or like, it was something.
That is Will Smith. All right. Yeah, man, he's committed. He's in it. He's not fucking around. And he's having a good time too.
Yeah. 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 You know who's not fucking around?
Who?
So I was in the grocery the other day.
God, we're always getting groceries.
Oh, we are. There's a lot of groceries for sure. I'm grateful. Super grateful. Totally. Really privileged. Really privileged. That organic cream. Yeah. So I'm in the grocery the other day and it was really clear to me. It was the health food grocery, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
And it was really clear to me how pumped up everybody was and how like the level of intensity of these health food folks.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like wheatgrass, coffee enemas, kundalini, breath work. Like people were pumped. You know, it wasn't like potato chip hydrogenated slow. It was like fast. You know, like it was really, I'm doing a lot of if you can see me.
Yeah, a lot of
and it was intense.
Physical gestures. Yeah.
It was intense. Like
it was good intense. You were with you were clear in that vibration?
I don't know. It was just kind of funny.
Oh, okay.
Kind of funny. Just to feel like how everybody was just really pumped up in there.
Those characters that had manifested.
It was like a couple days before the holidays.
Okay.
You know, there was a woman with like a full-size clipboard asking the guy where like three things were with her clipboard and her readers. You know what I mean?
That's so good.
I kind of wanted to be like, take it easy on those coffee enemas.
Maybe. Back off a little bit.
Before you hit the grocery. you seem a little fired up.
You wanna illuminate on a coffee enema? Little bit. You want to talk about that?
It's like a detox. And I know them because I had a short hot minute in a country where I got parasites as a student midwife.
Mm-hmm.
And and came home and was really, really sick. Had to do the stool sample. Mm-hmm. Found out I had parasites. Really grateful for that medical attention. Opted not to do the Western route.
I went with the coffee enema. Yeah. And why?
But what some people get really into them and like do them every day. I don't do them every day.
I mean, that's none of my business. And that sounds pretty intense, but it's also none of our business. But
yeah, we're all doing shit.
Why did that coffee enema work for the pair? To get at what
I don't know. You know, it just like draws out toxins from the intestines.
It's
I'm not
so
really
cool.
Sure.
That's pretty badass. That's you pretty know, badass.
No pun intended.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all doing weird shit to like optimize the experience, the day, optimize the body. You know, we're always talking about this.
Optimization. I love it. And there's no real wrong answer.
No.
It's hilarious. We need an SNL skit with this wellness store for sure.
Thanks. I got the hit. I texted you. I know. Full size clipboard.
I just want to play characters in place. Like, I just want to pretend that I'm that person and just go do it in a public place.
We can do that. Should we do that? I got a clipboard for you.
Lots of gum chewing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just ask her some of the most bizarre things, where some of the most bizarre things are.
Yeah, I wish I could remember, because I overheard what she asked for, and they were clearly like from some real strange recipe. And she's like, I have to have this. I have to follow the recipe thing, you know? I don't even fucking... Creamed corn! She was in the health food store asking for where the cans of creamed corn were. And the guy was like, scratched his head, was like, take it easy, all right?
I just want to... I just kind of love thinking about people just
looking at
that clipboard.
We're not in the 90s, you guys. Way off the creamed corn. I grew up on that shit.
Creamed corn. That's good.
You know what else is good?
What?
Connecting. I've really been thinking a lot about like connection, points of connection. Not like feeling connected.
What does it feel like for you to be connected?
Feels good.
Yeah, I know that.
It doesn't feel uncomfortable. It doesn't feel like anything's missing. It feels like celebratory. It feels like here's a fun point of connection. Here's a fun point. So we got a shout out.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to my friend, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. So here's a fun point of connection.
Okay.
We weren't able to hug because of some exposure.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're there. We're together. And she says, I love you so much, Sarah. She says to me, we can't hug, but we can have a leaf fight. And she just like totally starts chucking leaves at me. Like we were 10. It was so fun. The kids got into it. And there was connect. It was like connection.
Oh, Sarah, way to conquer that. Playful,
beautiful connection of like, okay, we can't do this, but doesn't mean we can't connect.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
That is beautiful. Mm-hmm.
What does connection feel like for you?
It feels really present.
Mm-hmm.
It feels really like there's a lot of ease in it. There's a lot of ease in it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just
totally.
It's not forced. It's really genuine. It's really. I would prefer a lot of physical affection with it. Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think connection. I know when I feel really connected to, my husband, my children, you, all the beautiful sisters in my life, or my brother's family. It's playful. It is. It's a playful feeling.
It is playful.
And
good call.
Earlier this week, I'll give a shout out as well to my girl Jax. We were celebrating her twins' birthday.
Sweet.
And she has this great deck of cards where there's like three questions on a card. It's kind of that game that's encouraging people, inspiring people to sit down around a table and ask questions, which again, I think that is like always so great to do with people for real connection. Mm-hmm. And I loved, my mom and dad were there as well. And I loved hearing their answers. I really like hearing people answer questions. And
do you remember any of them?
Well, one of the questions was, and I think it was specifically for adults, not children. I think if I remember correctly, the intent of the question was, what do you think adults need more of or something?
Mm.
And I said, play.
Yeah.
Like it came to me right away. I was like, playing. I mean,
yeah.
Flirting. You know, adulting is hard and we have to take a lot seriously and there's a lot of responsibility and playing is essential.
I know. Just
to feeling young, to feeling connected, you know. Think of how happy you are with your children after you guys have been playing.
I know. We love.
I'm not talking like you always got to get in there and do the, you know, I'm just like roughhousing or just
I was just going to say. Yeah. Like I got these teenage boys and it's not like, you know, it's been years since like we've had a cuddle. We're not, breastfed them forever. Then we transitioned to the cuddling. Then didn't really talk to them for a couple of years and now they're back. and now they're young men.
But they still know how to play.
Yeah. And I like that they're bigger than me.
Yeah. Do you box stronger there with that basketball game? Yeah.
I do.
Get those elbows.
Like if I'm giving them a kiss on the cheek, I'll just kind of grab them a little bit and just like, you know, just grab them a little and just shake them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun. I feel like that you can find that in nature with animals. They play.
Yeah, the little wrestling.
They do a lot of playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They know how to get in and out of it real, you know, they know how to do what they're doing. I know. It's so fun.
Love wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not for everybody. Not everybody is really good with the rest. Like I've asked, I know.
Boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I think I've asked parents before.
Yeah, right.
You guys wrestle? Like with their little kid? And they're like, no.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, that was like what we did on a Saturday like when our kids were little.
I know. You know, just the whole morning on the floor wrestling. I know. Yeah, but there's so many ways to play, and I think it's really important. I think it's probably pretty essential for connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think connection always needs to connection. I think can be really received as like serious, you know, like it's
deep
serious,
and vulnerable.
Which I'll get in there. I will get so serious and vulnerable.
I know this about you. I've witnessed this.
Like that's how I really gain trust with people is when I know how to feel really vulnerable and really get in there and really cry and really, you know, but yeah, you gotta also, put some play in there as well.
Yeah. And that sense of humor too, the joking, the riffing and the teasing, it's healthy. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Do you want to segue and just throw out the ask?
Speaking of connection, everybody, it is December 1st this week, and Margaret and I have we've maintained this intention all year long to come back to a Leave a Message episode. We thoroughly enjoyed having all of you participate, all of you that participated in last year's Leave a Message at the end of the year. Man, Margaret, that was so special for us.
That was a really gorgeous piece that happened.
Yeah. And this is our invitation to do it again. Yeah. So it's pretty much the same format. But we're going to be more specific with questions that we've come up with.
Mm-hmm.
We're using WhatsApp again, but that's like all we care about right now is that if you're interested, that you let us know you're interested and then we give you the deets.
And how you let us know, how you let us know, if you know us personally, figure it out.
You can text us.
If you don't know us personally, we're on Instagram. Let's do this. Podcast, let's do this on Instagram.
DM and you can also email us at our Gmail, which is podcastletsdothis@gmail.com. There's no exclamation point in any of those.
Nice. Okay. We'll put them in the link.
We are going to need your participation sooner than later though, y'all. Last year it was, we really had to rev y'all up to really get you into it. But now that you know what it feels like and what it hears like, we believe in y'all. We know that you'll show up for this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our shout out to Craigers. Craigers, you've really been in here with us for a few years. Craigers. We know you're having that other kid. Time sensitive people. Our sound person is about to become a dad times two. So
I know. Congratulations, Craigers. Shout out to our
amazing
sound engineer / podcast doula, Craig. Field noise.
Okay. So we gotta get these responses from you. And if you don't know what Leave a Message is or what we're talking about, if you're hearing this, go listen to our episodes called Leave a Message. Mm-hmm. And here are the questions. Drum roll. What are you releasing? What are you allowing? How are you transforming? Let's do this.
Beautiful.
One more time.
I'm so excited to hear everyone's answers. One more time. Yes.
You can't do it wrong. You can only
you
do it
You can't
right.
do it wrong. Here are the three questions. We have specific questions for you all this year.
Don't.
Here we go.
You cannot do this shit wrong, you guys. Mm-mm. You cannot do it wrong. You cannot botch this. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you leave a message and you just give us like some banana cake recipe,
It's fine.
But here are the questions. What are you releasing? What are you allowing? How are you transforming?
Do we need to clap? Clap if you are really pumped right now. Let's do this. Okay. And we really would like your answers ASAP.
Yeah, under 3 minutes. If it happens to be 5, it's going to be okay. We're not going to cut you off.
Yeah. But this is how we want to wrap up our year. And next year, the show is going to look and feel a little different. As you all know, we're not maintaining our bi-weekly schedule anymore, but we have a lot to still look forward to here. We're going to still really give you all some really great content and great conversation as always. And
totally,
we really appreciate all of you who continue to come here and listen. It means a lot. If you leave 5-star reviews on Apple's page under our podcast, it means a lot. When you pass on along our episodes and tell people about us, it means a lot. If you share things on social media, it means a lot. If you go to our Patreon page and just subscribe for $3 a month, like we've really worked through no longer feeling guilty for asking for some support.
No, we are asking for support.
Yeah.
As we do. What's a deadline? We need a deadline for these people like to have their...
Well, if you all are going to be hearing this week, we would like your submissions by the second weekend of December, probably.
Yeah, second weekend of December. So that's a date, and my AirPods are getting low on juice, so we're going to have
okay.
to shut up.
All right,
up.
Margaret needs more juice.
Okay. Can we give them December 17th?
We got to double check Craigers' deadline.
Okay. Let's shoot now for December 12th.
Yeah.
Sunday, December 12th. Couple of weeks. It's just a question. It's just 3 minutes. Don't overthink it. You got this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This has been great.
Okay, everybody.
Got a song?
I always got songs.
Yeah, what do you got?
You know, I mentioned Jewel so much during Scorpio season.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Jewel, you guys.
Yeah. The veil is bent thin, right?
Yeah.
How many times a day do I tell you the veil's really thin over here? How are you?
Like that's,
the veil is thin.
That's it. That's the sentence. And then I just am like, yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so I could pick.
Is this like a heavy song?
Well, it's not.
Is this like serious? Like you're bleeding today kind of a song?
It depends how you're receiving it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But do you want to hear it? Or do you have one in mind?
We always have songs.
Okay. And I sent this song to some sisters during Scorpio season as well. So they won't be surprised that I'm picking this one because it's I feel like it's very, very timely.
Okay.
Don't worry, Mother. It'll be all right. Don't worry, sister. Say your prayers and sleep tight. And it'll be fine. Lover of mine. Lend your voices only to sounds of freedom. No longer lend your strength to that which you wish to be free from. For you lies with love and bravery, and you shall lead a life.
Life Uncommon. Life Uncommon.
All right.
Jewel. The Life album Uncommon. Spirit from 1998. Timeless. That line, no longer give your strength to that which you wish to be free from.
Oh.
Lend your voice to sounds of freedom. Come on, we can do this.
I like to get that word, chills. Freedom.
I know.
I like that word.
So good for Sagittarius season now.
Yeah, so freedom. I know.
Yeah, so pumped.
Freedom.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What a word to dissect. I know.
Uh-huh. Liberation. I like that one too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is freedom? What is it really? Mm-hmm. I love hearing people answer that.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, my beautiful one.
Love you.
Love you so much.
This was fun.
Always.
Be good to each other out there.
Yeah.
Take it easy in those grocery stores.
Really, really do take it easy. Take it easy.
Eye contact.
Mm-hmm. May your month of December unfold with lots of ease and sacredness.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Okay.
Take care. Set down your chair.